A plan has been launched to address what one UN body considers among the most pressing problems in the Americas: protection of human rights defenders. The region accounted for 3 out of every 4 recorded murders of these activists worldwide in 2016. The shocking statistics being provided by the UN Human Rights Office, which has joined with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to take action on the issue. The plan was launched this week at an event in Uruguay's capital, Montevideo, where the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, or IHCHR, is holding its latest session. Goals include producing a manual of best practices on protection measures from countries across the region. Here's UN Human Rights High Commissioner Zayd Raad Al Hussein speaking at the launch.
In recent years, human rights defenders in this region have increasingly been targeted by attacks, by killings above all. Moreover, as the Inter-American Commission pointed out in February, 41% of those killed were men and women standing up against extractive or development projects, people who were defending the right to land and natural resources of indigenous communities.
Zayd said activists killed in the Americas were ordinary men and women who stood up for their rights by fighting illegal logging or mining projects or defending their ancestral lands. The widespread impunity for these crimes makes this tragic situation even more deplorable, he added.
Human rights defenders in the Americas region also face threats, smear campaigns, and misuse of judicial systems to coerce them into silence or to punish them unjustly with lengthy sentences. The Inter-America Commission for Human Rights has noted groundless allegations and the criminalization of people who defend rights to the environment or land, campesino, indigenous and Afro-descendant leaders, the defense of labor rights by union leaders.
Human rights, such as the right to life or to education or even to self-determination, apply to all people, regardless of nationality, sex, ethnic origin, religion or any other status. They're enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, one of the founding documents of the United Nations. Zayd said it was essential to protect the men and women who defend these rights across the Americas.
Our societies need activists for women's rights, journalists who speak up for the rights of LGBTI people, for land rights, for racial and religious minorities and indigenous peoples. To denounce what is unfair in our societies, we need their dissent to guarantee a better democracy and a better rule of law, to participate in making policy that is better formulated. We need them to uphold the civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights, which are all of them building on each other, construct societies that are stronger and more powerful because they are more equal and more fair.
Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad Al Hussein speaking at the launch of a mechanism to protect human rights defenders across the Americas.